Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. That way, you'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Reverend Athena Starr. She is a renowned visionary, a mystic, a Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She's a frequent guest on national TV and radio. And Athena's a little bit under the weather tonight, so we're not going to go the full hour, folks. But everybody that's on the line now will get a chance to talk with her. And the first thing that we do is do a meditation. But first, let me check in with Athena. How are you doing, Athena?
Hi there. Okay, we're glad to be with you once again, David, and happy May coming in very soon, And anyway, lots of powerful shifts happening for people all over the world now.
Well, what words of wisdom do you have for us tonight, Athena?
Well, we'd like to just do a little global activation as we always do, if we can go ahead and proceed with that.
Sure.
We just had new moon a couple days ago, so we're in that energy of the new moon, which is new creations, new beginnings. And, of course, that leads up to in 2 weeks. Let me see, what's today, the 28th? Yeah, the 26th was the new moon. And so 2 weeks from that, exactly 2 weeks, will be the full moon. And the full moon in May is traditionally what's called the Wesak Festival. It's the reconnecting, the blessing of Buddha and Christ energies for the planet, for ascension. And etherically, what's going on is called Shambhala. All the ascended legions get together and they're in celebration and blessing for the world. But also, it's called Shambhala, so it's a lot of high energies coming in. So we'll just link in with that tonight, with what's called Shambhala already, because, you know, we're in that two-week thing of the full moon coming up. I'm not looking at my calendar to see exactly what date that is, but it will be. As you know, I love doing the full moon radio shows when they come up, but I think you probably already have a guest for that full moon. Hold on here. Let me check the date. May 10th, the week of. It's actually May 10th and 11th. That's when the full moon is, in May 10th, 11th, 12th, in there. So we're just linking in now with that energy of the full moon coming in for Wesak, as it is a very powerful full moon, and the celestial legions are already, I am sure, already in celebration in what's called Shambhala. They all get together to rededicate and bless the earth on behalf of Christ, the Christ, I am, Buddha. And so as we link in together, just breathing through seven counts, holding seven and releasing seven counts, doing that about seven times, breathing. The more deeply we breathe in, we allow the energies to come in and integrate with us. The breath itself is our, kind of like the doorway, the doorway to bringing in more light and sustaining high vibrations within our bodies. So as above, so below, the Kalanal, the ascended and angelic legions of light, Father, Mother, God, Alpha, Omega, the entirety of the Elohim, all sentient beings, the intergalactic federation of light, and the inner earth legions, Lemurians, Mayans, linking in with Mother Earth, the sacredness of Mother Earth. We just had Earth Day also. Just blessing the Earth as we're linking in together with our area where we are, our town, our cities, our state, our country, our continents, and the entirety of planet Earth. Just seeing all light workers linked together, holding hands in celebration with bringing in the higher vibrations, higher frequencies of what is called Shambhala and the Wesak festival of May 10th, 11th, which is a very powerful time between now and then, just leading up to that. Bringing in new clear frequencies and vibration of light, crystalline light, to bless and purify and open up higher channels within ourselves, our God selves, and with all of humanity for the highest good as we walk along our path, opening up new creations, new ideas, new beginnings, new relationships, new everything new, because everything is always new, but especially during this time of the May full moon, and the Wesak is just a tremendous blessing for everyone to link in and do more inner work each day between now and the full moon. It's always encouraged. I've been doing my work over 25 years, and so during this time we have a lot of sessions that we work with people to go more deeply, call it Roto-Rooter, and clear and go into the parallel dimensions and the Akashic records that we go into to transcend and transmute energies so that we can realign with new patterns of creation, therefore not creating the old patterns that do not, that only hold us back. And a lot of it is unconscious, so that's why we as teachers and healers help others to move those energies and open up to higher vibrations in our whole, what we call, multidimensional body, so we can then be a higher temple of light here on Earth while we're in the body, a clear and higher temple of light so that we can accomplish more and help others more and create more. Because there's always more. And so it is, in oneness, love, joy, abundance, health, and peace and grace. May they all prevail within each and every one. And so it is.
Amen. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, we have five callers on the line, so we'll get to every one of you tonight. And the first caller is Wendy, so let me bring her live. Okay, Wendy, say hello to Athena.
Hello, Wendy.
Wendy? I don't know what's going on. Wendy, we'll come back to you. I don't know if there's a glitch going on, but I've got your mic open. Are you muted by any chance? Okay, we'll try you again.
How does she unmute?
Well, there's a mute button on the phone that you can push to mute, and then you push it again to unmute it. That may be what's happened, or maybe she stepped away from her phone. But we'll come back to her. We're going to move on to the next caller, who is Jackie. Jackie, you're live.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
Awesome. So do I get to ask a question, or how do you work?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
Yep, you get to ask a question.
Yeah. What state are you in, Jackie?
Oh, I'm in Delaware.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. What do you see either coming up for work or love life?
Well, one question. So which one do you want?
How about work? How about work life?
Okay. You currently work in an office?
I do, yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing an office environment around you. And you're very good at what you do, by the way. I don't know if people tell you that, but you're very good.
Oh, wow. And thanks.
You're always doing more than is expected of you. So I don't know if you're not getting the full acknowledgement there, are you, or are you? Let me ask you that.
Well, so I actually changed careers and I went back to school and I'm doing an internship. And I feel like my supervisor is very good at what she does, but I don't feel like she does give me a lot of a lot of kudos or whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I'm getting. It's like you're doing and doing and creating and going, you're doing more than, because you really know that in this intern position, is it like in personnel or administration or what is it?
It's to become a therapist, a counselor.
Oh, okay.
So I went back to school and I have one more class to take before I'm done.
Got it. And so working with people, definitely, because in personnel, you do counsel people too. Okay. Because I see that you would be good in human resources and also human resources, that field. Okay, I mean, you would be very good in that. They would love, you know, the human resources administration field.
Mm-hmm.
They love someone like you as well. That's just because of your gifts and your talents and everything. Okay, so backing up, I'm not saying to change it. I'm just saying that I get that you would also be good in that arena.
Because
mm-hmm. you're very good with people. You're very intuitive. You're observant. And so you have good foundation of ethics from you were brought up well in that way. So you're going beyond the call. They're not acknowledging it because it's just kind of like ho-hum. This person's here as an intern. Okay, blah, 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 because that's not her MO. You know, that's not her to do that. So this is just a temporary thing, though, right, where you are right now?
Correct, yeah. I'm going to probably, my internship is up in August.
Okay, thank you. So excuse me, I'm just completing the end of a cold thing, so if I'm coughing a little bit, don't worry about that, it's okay. So hold on a second here, let me ask your angels what we're getting. Yeah, so... Because as I'm following the line of energy, which is a timeline, it goes around to the fall time, so that's probably why. I was getting like, as it goes into the fall, September, October, there's a new creation, new energy, and I just see you joyous and happy, and you have this new outfit on, and it's like you're already visioning it, they're saying, and you're doing a good job with that. And it's a step up, which means more money, more. And it is what you're, the next, you know, position is very good because it has a progression with it. So this is kind of like a test for you in acknowledging yourself, that no matter if this person's not acknowledging, they know that you are. And they like that you're doing more than is expected of you. It's almost like, okay, you know, try to do more. What we call, like, projection of when you go to the place where you're going to, each day. I could do some more. I'm seeing that we can do some inner work with you, more clearing and going into your Akashic records to help you strengthen between now and then as well, if you wish to follow through with that, because that's the type of work that I do. But basically, mirroring yourself so that you, when you go in, you're projecting, I am, I am that I am. I am powerful and, not more than qualified, but what you're projecting outwardly, even not even saying it or showing, is going to be picked up more if you're projecting it from your whole being. So you could, like when you meditate or you project, do a self-projection before you go to work each day, and seeing yourself how you will want to be seen by them, and that will help shift that situation. So that then you'll start getting more acknowledgement and you'll go, I wonder why that is. And it's because you're reflecting out more acknowledgement within yourself. Does that make sense to you?
I think so. Like other people have said that I need to appear more confident because
I am
good at what I do. Like, I mean, other people have said that. I want to help people. My heart's in the right place. I'm trying.
And you're also learning, and it's natural to not be totally confident yet. It's okay. But that also comes from within yourself of being confident in your own I am presence and your God and goddess self. That comes from that. It doesn't have to come from, I don't have the total experience of other people, so I'm still learning, so I'm going to, you know. And that's where that comes from, deep within. So you can mirror yourself, like just projecting each morning. And there's some other things like, putting your hand over your heart and really connecting in that way so that you're having a heart connection with everyone there before you go there. So they feel that they're connecting and you're in oneness with the whole thing. So that when you go, they feel that also. It's called heart coherence. And I teach it, but it's more of a deep level clearing and shifting that goes on as well. There's also some things in your records that we could help you with when you wish to. If you wanted to follow through with us, we'll give the information at the end to come more into your linking in more with your goddess self. I want to say because there's some karma with them where you were held back, and it had to do with your gifts, your spiritual gifts. So once you would clear that, your guides are saying that would be very helpful to you as well in that arena. It's almost like you're there to come back into your full power as a healer. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be very good at what you do, and you're going to go beyond what other people are aware of or know in that arena, and it'll scare some of them. But you're going to stay strong in yourself, and you're going to do very well with it. So in September, I get kind of like September, maybe October, it shifts into a step up. I see you all in like a golden outfit or golden light, and you're smiling, and you've achieved what your goal is, what you're visioning, I think you've written it out, right? What you want, your position.
I'm working on it. Yeah. Like I'm mentally picking out like office furniture, what I want my office to look like, what I want my therapist office to look like.
Yeah.
Like I know I want a window, you know.
Mhm. Wonderful, and it's serene and it's beautiful and it's like people of like-minded. Yeah, all of that. Yes.
Right.
So that is
now
coming.
The people that I work with, I like them. Like I do like, and I like my supervisor. It's just that I feel like a little more needy, like from the kudos part. She has given me a little bit more lately, but the first semester I was just like kind of like I'm tap dancing as fast as I can, and the reviews aren't good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, it's not that they weren't good. It's just that she wasn't, I didn't feel encouraged.
Right. Exactly. So the encouragement's going to come from within, deep within yourself as you're shifting through this. And then by August, you're going to be like on cloud nine and just at a whole different level. Well, before then, actually. And that's why. It's like a lesson for you coming into your own power. And that's what you're in the process of.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, and if you, I can just give you the, it's 808.
Yes.
808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. That's the cell. That's the easiest way. AthenaStar.com is the website, but it's being revised. So it's the number's on there too. AthenaStar.com, one R. But I just gave you that to help you out. Okay.
Well, thank you, and I hope you feel better.
Oh yes, I will soon. It just on the physical level, but spiritually, I'm soaring high today. Thank you.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Jackie.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night. God bless.
You too. Thank
you. We'll try Wendy again.
Okay.
Let's see. Wendy, can you hear me? Something's going on, Wendy. You might want to call back. I'll get you into the next position in the queue, but something's going on with your phone. Give us a call back. I'm going to go to another person, and I see your number, so I'll recognize it, and I'll get you next in line. Okay, we're moving on to area codes now. I have area code 303. What is your name, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I didn't hear the unmute signal, so I wasn't sure if you're talking to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, what's your name, honey?
Hi. Hi, Athena. My name is Allison, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Yep. Hi.
Hi, Athena. My question is also concerns employment. Finding, getting back into my purposeful work that also will get some money flowing into my life again as well. It's not just about the money, but that definitely
right.
is an issue as well. So there you are.
Sure. So what is the question that you have?
What you see around my efforts to get back into my my career work.
Can you be a little more specific with what you're targeting?
Well, it can be. My career has a number of different angles I could pursue. It's in the communications industry, though.
Okay. Hold on. Yes, I'm seeing you connecting out different ways and different sources, and it's not quite there yet. But also, Mercury has been retrograde. I'm sure you know what that is, right? Mercury retrograde.
Oh yeah, astrology is a lifelong passion of mine, so I'm real familiar with all that. Yeah.
So what I'm getting is mid May to the end of May. Early June is when things start connecting for you. It's like you're reaching out, and that's good that you've been doing. Even though Mercury, whatever, we know it serves a purpose that when things do go fully direct, then more clarity. It holds back, it pulls back, it does all that. But then when it goes forward, it brings greater clarity in situations that would otherwise have not, might have been flawed or whatever. So even though it goes direct on the 3rd of May, doesn't matter. 2 weeks after that is when it's fully clear.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying you have to go by that. I'm just getting timeline for you. It's ironic because it's in sync with that. So mid-May to early June is when I'm seeing you connect with something. I see you like jumping up and down like, yes, I got it. That's exactly what I... And so you've been doing your homework. Your guides are saying you've been following through. They've been flashing things to you and you've been picking it up. Are you aware of that? Your guides are flashing things to you like, do this or do that or clean that up or contact this or you know, do whatever. And so all of that is serving a purpose. But the right... connection happen. All of this is serving everything that you've been doing and preparing, even your space around you, you know, clearing the space around you and old, throwing out the old and just keeping, you know, being clear with everything around you physically is important as well. But like feng shui kind of thing. But all of it is important and then it connects. I kind of feel like the last week in May is when it really connects. And I see you like, oh, yes, this is it. I got, and it's not just, oh, it just happened, osmosis or a miracle. It's because you've been doing all the homework and following the guidance and the right connection. Somebody who knows somebody or whatever says, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then, yes, the one, the vision of what you want in that arena, the communications, because it's people that know people that are going to help you what you're targeting. And I see you very, yeah, it's going to link in. So in June, you'll be, you know, making the arrangements for it. Are you open to moving or are you not really?
Well, I am... open to, right now I'm in a roommate situation, which I absolutely want, God, if I had the money, I would, the only reason I'm doing the roommate situation is because I can't afford to live alone, like even a studio apartment, because rents are so high where I live, and my money, because I make minimum wage, is, and I only work part-time right now, is so low. So there's just no way. So I'm forced into a roommate situation, which I absolutely, and that's part of the need for the money, is to get
a move in connection with this, so that's what I'm saying. And it will be much better. There's a move for you. Not like across the country, but there's some kind of move connected with it. So I'm getting like by the move or whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
So you're on target with what you're protecting. Leave no stone unturned. Do research on also online. There's some connections or sources that you haven't tapped into fully that you need to, that'll come to you. Just keep asking because you have, let's see here. Yeah, communications, okay. That's the blue ray, blue silver ray, communications. So Michael, Archangel Michael, Elmoria, E-L-M-O-R-I-A, Elmoria helps with divine will, but also with communications. So keep calling on the communications angels through Archangel Michael, and they will help you more focused, okay?
And this move, you see this move happening, and that this next job will bring in a sufficient income so that I can afford to live alone again. Is that what you're seeing, or are you just seeing a move into another roommate situation, which is a terrible, I mean, it's only financial.
No, you'll be able to, you're going to be moving out of that whole, you're on track with a new arena, the whole thing,
Okay.
You just didn't feel worthy before, you didn't think it was achievable. So sometimes things are being created that we would never have fathomed because the universe is working on it with us, for us, and helping us. And we just have to follow that track and keep doing our inner work. That, again, inner work is important. I would also encourage a private session for you to do some clearing, but that's up to you. And I work with people with sliding scales as well. So it's all good. But the blue ray, remember that. That's a communication. The communication angels, keep calling on them to help you. And they're guiding you. And also some elders, like in spirit, you have family and spirit that are helping you, and little angels and little cherubim, golden, like little golden, like angels helping you as well. So you got a lot of help around you through Christ, through Mother Mary, and keep and Archangel Michael, and keep calling on them because helping you. And so it's like you're coming, you're at the end of that cycle. You're coming into your true power now, and it's time. And you're going to go, whoa, how come this didn't? Because I wasn't ready before. You weren't ready before. Okay?
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much, and I will certainly take all of that under,
okay.
Practice that, and hopefully in the next month or so, everything good will start to flow back into my life. So thank you so much for your time, and God bless.
God bless you.
Okay. I'm doing my, I'm walking the walk. Thank you.
There you go. Take care.
Okay.
Hey, well, Wendy did. Goodbye. Wendy disconnected and has not called back in. So we're going to go. I have two callers from area code 305. The first one, the first three digits of your phone number are 443, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Eileen. Eileen. Hi,
Athena. Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful. Thank you. Athena, you're pretty cool. I like you very much, and everything you're telling the girls before, I feel right there alongside them, also going through my growth and my transformations and my changes. And my question, my question resides around my web designer. His name is Leonardo. They had a funeral today, and he paid for the hosting of my website, and he and I designed my website about 12, 13 years ago, and it's so beautiful, and it's wonderful. And I tried to contact the company, talk to them, because I want to keep it, and I want to pay for it and take over. So his wife said she would look up the paperwork, for me, and, he just like dropped dead last Saturday, just like that, 48 years old, out of nowhere.
He did?
Yeah. He was having chest pains, and he had talked to me about it, and he was with a friend in a hotel, like having a little holiday, and in the middle of the night, he woke up, fell out of bed, and just fell over and had a heart attack and died. So I talked to him this morning, and I wished him to go to the light and move right into God's embrace, because that's where he belongs, and to also be available to guide his wife and his best friend, Rooks, who will be staying at their house tonight, to find the file with the information that I need for the account number and the password and all that. Do you see that happening? Because it's really important to me. Because I'm a professional, and I'm a painter, and my website is absolutely beautiful, and people love it and use it all the time.
Yes, and his name was Leonardo, like as in Leonardo da Vinci,
Da Vinci,
right?
Yeah.
Or DiCaprio.
Mm.
Anyway, yes, what a beautiful soul. Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, I got it. I mean, I'm picking him up. He's incredible artist himself.
Yeah. Sensitive designer, and no buts about it, no bullshit, I don't want to fill your website up with all kinds of notes
right.
and stories. I want people to stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved him like a brother, and I loved him like a son, because I was 18 years older than him. But do you see them finding the folder and getting me the information? Please.
Well, see, he's got a lot of the clients, too, so he had his files in a way that it can be found. So unless they're not computer illiterate, they should be able to find. He has other files. You're in that category as well. Others that he that need to be attended to. So I feel that yes, and if they can't, they're going to have somebody expertise help with it to sort that out. So yes, it will be sorted out. Just got to give it a little bit of time, but they will. Yes, He's saying yes. They might need help with it, but he's going to get the help. He thanks you for all the blessings that you gave. Heart from heart to heart. I'm getting from his heart to your heart.
Yeah.
Sending you hearts. He's sending you love.
Yeah.
And gratitude.
He was so sweet. He was so kind. He was
gratitude,
so gentle.
And he's saying, yeah. And he probably should have went in to a doctor, but he kept putting it off, he's saying.
Oh, he did. Well, I talked to him on the phone. He said, I'm not feeling good. And when I saw him in February, because he stayed at my house for a couple of nights, mm-hmm. he got really big around the belly, you know, and his color was wrong. And he didn't look well. He looked all puffy, swollen.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't say anything to him. But then he told me he wasn't feeling good, and then he was his heart, his chest, and all that. And I have some blood pressure issues all of a sudden that came into my life, and I don't know why that happened.
You mean since he passed?
No, for the past year, and I've been healthy as a horse, and, you know, my diet, and I do yoga, and I'm 66 years old in June, and all of a sudden this came to me, and now I'm not taking blood pressure medicine, and I'm wondering, is it just the genetics of my life?
Well, it has to do with age, too, in the body and things, the environment and stuff like that, but do you take natokinesis? Do you know what that is?
No. What is that?
It's a Japanese herb. It's very helpful for Natomax Jarro. Just write this down. Jarrow. That's
right. I know that company. Yeah.
Okay. Natomax. That's the best one. I take
N-A-T
it every day.
N-A-T-O-M-A-X.
M-A-X.
All right.
So if you look up natokinesis, Natomax is short for it's natokinesis. There's many different products. You'll find a million products saying natokinesis, and some of them, I just gave you the name of the best one, and it's the most potent one. You take one a day or two a day, morning and night or just whatever, and that helps with cardiovascular, you'll feel it. It's the Japanese eat that plant for thousands of years. So they put it in capsules, and it helps with palpitations. It helps with the blood pressure thing. It helps with that, too. That's one of the things. Also, more magnesium in your system.
Oh, I'm a vegan, so I'm constantly eating beans during the day, you know, twice a day. And I take two capsules of magnesium citrate every day.
Okay.
And I take moringa, and I take maca, and I take all my spirulina and all my sea salts and all that kind of stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing everything I can, and it's not high anymore, but sometimes I feel like this anxiety, you know, and I'm going, where's this coming from?
It's also it was an empath we pick up from other people, from the planet.
I know.
From the
I
country.
Know.
What's going on with the country? With all
I
this?
Know.
Going on with, you know what, with North Korea and all that. That's all been amplified purpose. They have an agenda on that. But I'm not going to go into that.
Okay.
So you're feeling also the energetics of others. So remember that when we're empathetic, even though we try to shield ourselves and all that, we're connected and we feel that. So there's a wonderful product, and it's not multi-level or anything. I'm going to tell you, it's Dr. Sinatra, S-I-N-A-T-R-A, just
oh,
like
yeah.
Sinatra.
Oh, yeah, I read his book. I know
okay.
the guy.
He has a wonderful product that I've been, in addition to the natto, I take every day one of these, and it's a large capsule. It's very good. It's called BP support, blood pressure support, for people who are do more natural things and they don't have major blood pressure issues, but it helps. I take whatever. It calms the system. It has some nutrients in there, not just magnesium. Some other. He came up with a really good formula, so I would also encourage that one if you feel you need an additional thing. I'm not a doctor, and everybody's listening to what I'm saying, but I'm saying I've researched different things to find something that is natural by a doctor that knows what they're doing. that, and I found that. So it's advanced blood pressure support. It's a large bottle. It's not that expensive. It has a little heart on it, and his products are wonderful. But so that and the NanoMax, I would add that to your repertoire, because as we get older, we're in what's going on, and you'll find it'll help. It'll calm you down. You'll feel better. You'll just feel more in sync. But also do more shielding through Archangel Michael in the blue frame.
Yeah, and I'm in the Blu-ray, totally.
Morning and night, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that you are not as susceptible, because that's what you're doing. You're picking up the anxiety of the country, too. Okay?
Yeah, and as an artist, a full-time spiritual artist that paints Gaia and Mother Earth and helping the planet that way, my mission. And I've been doing that.
Also, you know that they just rolled back a lot of the environmental things, right?
Yeah.
A lot of he's doing more. He's rolling back those lands that were protected in the U.S., he just gave permission to all the states. And if they're Republican governors, they're going to go and drill in those areas that are pristine, that are beautiful, in Utah, Montana. A lot of them President Obama anointed
protected,
especially at the end of his term. He's going to try to get that reversed through the states. So that's for greed and all that. So you're picking that. See, now that you explained to me about the Gaia thing, see, you're picking that up. You're picking up that. But again, all is consciousness. All can be even though it doesn't seem like it could be shifted or we're protected, it will be. Somehow.
I agree.
It will be. So we can't.
I agree.
I'm not into the negative.
I'm not into the belief systems of the pain and the suffering. I don't believe any of that. I see everything as transition and transformation.
Yeah.
And so long as we do our work and give the best of what we came here to give, we'll help.
And it's not going backwards. We're ascending. The earth is ascending.
I agree.
So this isn't going to last too much longer. And by this summer, mark my words, it's going to be a big... By or before this summer, big time revelation about everything.
So, Athena, give me your phone number, 808, you said?
Yeah, 208-258-1063.
Where are you?
808-258-1063. I am in Florida, but I lived in Hawaii almost 25 years.
Okay.
So that's why I kept my cell phone, because I'm linked in with Lemuria and Hawaii.
Me too.
Yeah,
I lived in Kauai in 1977.
Oh, wonderful. Where are you now?
I'm in Coconut Grove in Miami.
Well, my goodness. Okay, because I'm in Florida myself, so.
Yeah, God's got me over here holding the light.
Yes. Atlantis portals. Yep, very good. Anyway, so that's a sum of what you're picking. It's going on for you. But I also, those nutrients I just gave you, and anyone else that's listening, and they're one for everything that I've researched, and there's probably more. We know we're supposed to take omega-3. And
I do.
You know, all of that. But
I'm taking all of that stuff now. And I never took any of that, and now I'm taking it all.
Yep.
So crazy.
And so try the NATO and then that other one I told you, the BP support.
I wonder, though, can you take that when you're still on blood pressure, medicine and a beta blocker? I guess so. I'll have to ask the doctor.
You have to
ask the doctor.
Of course.
Because I'm not stopping anything. I can't do that.
No, if you're on medication, just like David, you definitely should consult him.
Nutrition.
But Dr. created this advanced blood pressure support. It's for people who have somewhat normal blood pressure. But it's also meant, I think he created it to help people so they wouldn't have to always be taking blood pressure medicines forever, blood pressure medicine forever. Because it is, it does help. Helps me anyway, both of them. Okay, so God bless
you.
Okay,
thank you, Athena. Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Eileen, take care, hon.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay.
You too. Bye.
God bless.
God bless you.
Okay, we're going to go. Thank you. Wendy had called back, and now she's disconnected, so she must be having some phone problems. Yeah. We'll take her call if she calls back in, but for now, we're going to go to another. Oh my God! Look at all these people from area code 305. We're not going to be able to get to all of you, but I'm coming to 305-773. What is your name, please?
Hello. Hi. Good night. My name is Seema.
Hi, Seema.
I'm from Homestead, Florida. Hi.
Hi there. Another Floridian. Hi. Go ahead. And what is
Yeah, close to Miami. I'm asking about moving. I am trying to move, and I'm debating whether I should. Well, I want to buy a property instead of rent, because to me, it would be cheaper for me to purchase than to rent, just because of what is out there to rent right now for the price. It's better to buy. I want to know if you see that would happen for me with buying a place.
Okay, well, definitely you don't want to buy it during the Mercury retrograde, right? You know that, right?
Yeah.
Don't buy anything or do any contracts during Mercury retrograde. That's terrible. It goes retrograde every 3 months for about 3 weeks, so just keep that in mind. Okay, so let's see here. Yes, I do, your guides are kind of showing me during the summer you're going to find just the right property. Take your time with it. I'm seeing June, July, somewhere in there, June, July. Maybe I'll go into August, but during that 3 months, you're going to find just the right one. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel confirmation, like a tingling all over, and you're going to know that that is the right one. It'll be stay within your means. Don't go over. You'll be tempted to go over your budget. Don't do it.
Okay.
Stay within or less than. Just stay within or less, because it'll serve you in the end.
Yeah.
So they're saying yes, that will be a good thing, but take your time with it, and it'll be just the right connection. You'll feel it because you know you're intuitive in the clairsentient. You feel things when it's just right, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Mhm.
Like I feel like now is the right time for me because I tried to buy a property years and years ago, actually when the houses were like half the price it is compared to now, but it's just like there was so much issue. So like now I feel like it's the right time with everything I'm doing. I'm starting a new job, and I want to actually, as the other caller that was on, she's in Coral Gables, I want to be close to Coral Gables also. So because my job is going to be there, so I'm looking for a place close by there.
It's all going to be in sync and through the summer, and I'm feeling that by August you're going to have the right property, the right, you'll know it by then, by or before then, and it will work out, but stay within your means, take your time, and you're going to feel it. Mary, Mother Mary works, you connect with Mary very closely, and she's going to help confirm for you and help with that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry.
You pray to Mary, right? You connect with Mary?
I have never have.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Mother Mary, you don't have to be Catholic, I mean, or Christian. Mary, the Blessed Mother, you know Mother Mary, right?
Get a picture
of her, go to a little Christian bookstore or whatever, get a picture of her or prayer to her, and every day pray to her, because you have a strong bond with Mary. Mother Mary, and she's a compassion, divine mother. She blesses everything, everyone. You have a strong, your soul. You've had several lifetimes where she's appeared to you and stuff. So you have a very strong connection with her.
Okay, I never knew that. Okay, thank you for that information.
Yes, our pleasure, and I'll look forward to talking to you again. You have my number and everything. You call me for.
Yes.
Session sometime, but Mother Mary is just reaching out, doing just like it, putting her arms, giving you a big hug energetically. She works with the magenta ray, magenta pink ray of compassion and mercy, and she wants you to connect with her more, to get to know her more, and so please do that, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
God bless.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
You too, Seema. Good night. Well, how are you, Athena?
I'm okay. We're hanging in there. I think we can do another one.
Okay. I don't know what happened with Wendy. She's been calling in, and I don't know if she's having problems with or what.
We'll just send her lots of blessings, Wendy. We're sending you blessings wherever you are.
Yes, lots of blessings to Wendy. This is Deanna. I recognize the phone number. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, David. Good evening. How
Hi
are
there.
You? I just at home. Yes, can you hear me well?
Yes.
Yep.
Good. I just got home and I noticed that you were on. So since I called in the other day and that didn't go through, today, Athena, can you please pull some cards for me and see what they are about? There's a 360-degree possibilities that I need to look into.
Okay, I don't work. I don't use cards, ma'am. I'm a
clairvoyant.
Oh, I'm a medium.
Thank you.
So I talk to the angels, your angels and your guides. I communicate.
My guides, my angels, my relatives, my anybody.
Yeah, well,
that's good.
One question. I need one question from you. And where are you? What state are you in?
Well, I'm not too far from Rima or Dima. I'm on the other side of the county. I'm in Aventura, Florida.
Isn't that funny, David, how we're getting so many from Florida?
Yeah, it is.
Interesting. See, you're picking up the vibrations, you guys. That's what you're doing. You're tuned in. See? Give yourselves all a pat on the back. Not just from Florida, but I mean, you're picking up the vibration of energy that you were to call in today for higher reasons. Isn't that wonderful? See, your guides are tuning in with you, and you picked that up. So that's good. Now,
where are you?
Florida.
Where?
More Close southwest
by?
Near Tampa, Sarasota. That area.
Okay. Yeah, Sarasota, Tampa. Beautiful area. Fort Myers, I love. Yeah, we are the sunny state, but we just lack mountains, so we can't be perfect. What can I say? You know,
correct.
We're not perfect.
So what was the question you have, my dear?
Well, I'm trying to be resurrected. And there are days when it feels like, well, you know.
Yeah.
And today is one of those days.
Discouraged, right?
Yeah.
So that's understandable. So when that's happening, what you want to do is, let's see here. I know you know Jesus, Ananda, but also Saint Germain. Do you know Saint Germain?
I've heard of him, yes.
Okay. The violet flame is flashing in. Saint Germain and Christ both together. Well, help when you're feeling like that. Call upon them both, because Saint Germain is the violet flame, and Sananda, Jesus, is the golden flame, and those together will help you in healing and in energetically.
And color wise, because that's a beautiful combination, gold and violet, purple. Definitely, I love that.
Good. So you want to call on them to assist you in clearing the energies, the old energies of the past. You have music? You have beautiful, like, classical music, or do you play music?
I love music, but I don't have a radio or a TV or a CD player. All I got is my little beautiful iPhone. So I do listen to classical
music. Okay, you
music
have your iPhone.
Well.
You don't have a computer, but you have iPhone. So you also can go on the internet sometime and just Google, in quote marks, just Google the words healing music or healing.
I have.
Healing music, healing vibrations or healing music vibrations. Just Google that and you will find music on YouTube, or go to YouTube and do that. And just pick any music that's, just go through them and pick. I'm not saying any particular one. I'm just saying that is a way to help yourself in lifting your spirits also and healing as well, because healing, there are healing frequency music that people have put on YouTube videos and just audios or whatever, and it's free, and that can help you tremendously every day. Okay?
I do, and I also have done this for Fedger and the different frequencies.
Okay.
And I'm a lover
good.
Of Beethoven and Mozart and...
Oh, my God.
You know, all the classical...
Okay,
band,
so all
pop.
That is violet flame music, like the Strauss waltzes. That's the frequency of the violet flame. And so is Mozart. So you're already tuning in to it. So that, don't stay in a discouraged, depressed state. Go in and play some violet flame music when every morning, every night, and throughout, you know, the day, to help lift you. Because
you know
the more higher you stay in those frequencies, then things will shift in your life as well, very much.
It's the recognition. It's doing everything that needs to be done, doing it well, teaching, training, and not getting the recognition. And that, after a while, it just gets very old and... faded. So
you have friends that you talk
me.
To? You have friends that you talk to?
Yes, I do. But, you know, when things are not going exactly right, a lot of people are busy.
Yeah, well, you're going to come out of this very soon also. It's also part of this Mercury retrograde that's been affecting people. It hits them in the weak points of whatever's your weakness, it's going to hit you. So you're coming out of that by or before the full moon in May 11th, 12th, 13th, somewhere in there. Everything's going to be shifting for you. So,
thank you.
So don't think this is forever. This is just a phase. This is a phase you've been going through, and you're coming out of it. But
well,
what
know,
I'm telling
a,
you is keep doing the music.
It's 10 years. It's a 10
and there
year
are
friends
phase.
That, so... Yeah. It that's why, because it is 10 years, that's why I am becoming very, you know, frustrated with it. But I just need that recognition, you know, I deserve
yep.
it.
Exactly.
So no spirits are coming near of the departed, are they? While you're searching or seeing, I want to tell you, Mother Mary, the Virgin of Fatima, it will be 100 years of her apparition on the 13th of May this year.
Yes, and that day, also the two, Lucia and the other one that had seen her in Fatima, they're going to be anointed as saints, and that's going to be live on EWTN through the Pope Francis over there, and he's going to be in Fatima. I'm not promoting Catholic thing. I'm just saying
no.
It's going to be such a powerful, powerful anointing that will be felt around the world. Just the presence
I love
of
him.
Fatima.
And
yeah.
I love him. I'm from his country. And
oh.
also, yesterday he did a talk on TED Talks, you know, TED.
Yep.
With a scientist and others, and it was a wonderful talk. It's in Italian, but there's subtitles, very well translated subtitles. I
yep.
watched it several times. It was wonderful.
Good.
It's an uplifting message.
Wonderful. So on May 13th, it's going to be on EWTN Live. So if you know someone that has that Catholic station, or I don't know if it's online, but you'll be able to watch the canonization of those two little girls that had witnessed Fatima. In Fatima, there's going to be thousands of people in the place of call Fatima in
it
Europe.
It is beautiful. I know. I've
so,
got it
see?
On YouTube. And
yes.
And there's a beautiful monument over there. And just like the Vatican, where it's like a semicircle,
yep.
it's set up the same way in Fatima, and it's for hundreds of thousands of people. So, yeah, it's an important day.
So you want to link into that energy because it's going to help you, not just you, but everyone. And you need to reach out to more people is what I'm getting, more new friends and new people, and just don't isolate yourself so much. Is your husband in spirit or is that your father? I'm getting a male energy that's around you in spirit.
Both.
Okay, both, okay. Anyway, they're like putting their hand on your shoulder and just to comfort you, to let you know that they hear you and your prayers are being heard and answered. They want you to reach out and open up to other people, like friends. There are dear people around you, but you haven't opened up to them or something. Some new friends coming in or something like that. And
thank
Mother
you.
Mary's going to help bring them to you and to help you. Not that we lean on other people, but just to have a different perspective and viewpoint of the world and shift some of the old stuff that's been going on for you. So you're coming out of that now, and around that time of the middle of May, the 13th, the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, is shifting for you, and you're going to find yourself much better place, and I see you smiling. I see flowers around you. So God bless
you.
And thank you for calling in today.
Thank you so much for your message. I appreciate it. God bless you. In Sarasota, you can see sunsets. I can see sunrises here. And David, always thank blessings. Many blessings.
Thank you. You too, Deanna. God bless. So
God
thank
bless
you, Athena. We went the full hour. You're a real trooper.
Yes, we did it. We did it. Well, it's all the angels and Mother Mary and Saint Germain and everybody with us today, David. We have standing room only. So I want
there
to say
go.
To everyone that we didn't get to, God bless you. And I could still offer an intro, a free intro thing if you wanted to follow through. That would be fine. And the number is 808-258-1063. Or my website is athenastar1r.com. It's been a pleasure to be with you today, David. I'm going to be starting my teleconferences again in May. I do once a month, and I have to connect with people, and then I send out the list for the teleconferences, and then I do specials throughout the month and every month. And we'll be glad to be back with you on here in July, David. I think
you take heal well.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so once again we come to a close, let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.